In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Highway construction projects across Michigan are being suspended for this 4th of July weekend. Michigan Department of Transportation spokesperson Nick Shirippa tells us they're removing restrictions on 100 of 162 projects statewide. Of course, in some places, the restrictions can't be lifted.
I-94 through Berrien County, still have a lot going on there connecting US 31. So we're only going to have two lanes of I-94 open in each direction because we've got traffic shifted over while we're rebuilding.
Shirippa says M-140 remains closed at Pawpaw Lake and Water Elite. Urges caution on the road with an estimated 1.7 million Michiganders traveling 50 miles or more for the weekend.
This is the highest rate of drink driving occurrences, tickets, and crashes every year. So this is the weekend when we all really need to pay attention.
Shirippa says work will be suspended where it can at 3 p.m. today through Tuesday morning. You can stay on top of construction projects at michigan.gov/drive. If you're still hoping to get a campsite at a state park for the holiday weekend, Michigan DNR Parks and Recreation Chief Ron Olson says there is still a little room left.
The 4th of July, we're running about 94.5% occupied. To compare it, we were almost the same last year.
Olson says you may want to check out some of the less popular parks, although he says there may be some cancellations. Go to michigan.gov/DNR to check out campsites. A donation of more than 9,000 diapers and 5,600 baby wipes has been delivered to the Berrien County Health Department from United Through Motherhood, a group looking to start a diaper bank. The diapers were collected by a coalition of churches, students, and local groups, including Kiwanis. They departed from Temper B'nai Shalom in Benton Harbor on Thursday to be delivered. United Through Motherhood's Ruth Kramer tells us one in three families struggles with having enough diapers for their babies.
We know that those clients of the BCHD are prohibited, if they receive state or federal assistance, from using those funds to buy disposable diapers. They can't access daycare without disposable diapers because they need a minimum of a day's worth in advance.
Kramer says the group wants to start a permanent diaper bank using grants and with space provided by Whirlpool. The goal is to raise $60,000 to buy a whole semi-trailer full. You can donate diapers or money by contacting Kramer. We have our email address at our website. Two Elkhart, Indiana residents are hospitalized after their motorcycle hit a deer on Wednesday night. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says 35-year-old Matthew Cooper and 37-year-old Cassandra Rayleigh were sent to South Bend Memorial Hospital. Their conditions are not known. Deputies say they were northbound on Conrad Road near the borders of Jefferson, Milton, and Onslow Townships just before 11 p.m. when the crash happened. Neither was wearing a helmet. The crash remains under investigation. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.